Drive Time on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Protect your family's future with life cover from Zurich. Talk to a financial broker to find out more.
Now, opposition TDs have today said that the ending of the eviction moratorium could see tenants resisting attempts by landlords to remove them, a practice known as overholding. To discuss this and the upcoming Sinn Féin Dáil motion as well, calling for an eviction ban extension until January 2024, I'm joined by Rachel Walsh, who's Associate Professor at the School of Law at Trinity College Dublin and an expert in property and constitutional law. Professor Walsh, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thanks, Cormac.
Now, you're the right person here, Rachel, I can tell you, because we've been hearing about overholding, but not an awful lot of people know what it actually is. So can you explain it to us, please?
Sure. So overholding is really quite simple. It just is the practice of a tenant remaining in a property after a tenancy in formal terms has come to an end. So, for example, the end of a 1-year tenancy has expired and the tenant remains in situ, that constitutes overholding.
OK, and in the current situation, could it be legal or is it always illegal?
So it's an interesting point. What happens is that the tenant doesn't become a trespasser on the property unless and until the landlord asserts the landlord's rights as the property owner to retake possession of the property. So if there's a lapse in time between the ending of the tenancy and the point at which the landlord seeks to take legal action to recover possession of the property, in that period, a tenant in situ isn't in fact trespassing on the property.
Okay, but let's say 2 months down the road or a month down the road, the landlord says, okay, I really want my property back now and you have to leave. The tenant remains in situ, continues to overhold, so to speak, but continues crucially to pay the rent as well. Is that overholding then? Does it become illegal?
Sure. Well, the situation where the tenant continues to pay the rent adds another dimension to the scenario. And there, the key question is whether the landlord is accepting the rent that's being paid by the tenant. If the landlord's accepting the rent that's being paid by the tenant in that situation, you could have a case where legally we would recognise what's called an implied tenancy. So somebody's in occupation is having rent accepted by the owner of the property, and the courts and the legal principles can in some circumstances recognise a tenancy there on the facts of the situation, if you like, even though there's no formally written tenancy
situation. There's no written lease in place. And let's say you're my tenant. And this is where I suppose it gets intriguing, Rachel, because there are TDs like Joan Collins who said that overholding would not constitute breaking the law necessarily. And in a way, There are certain circumstances, as you have outlined them there, that it could be legal. But what if I, as landlord, say to you, of course I'm taking the rent off you because you're still there, but I want you out?
Sure. Well, there's very clearly established legal procedures for a landlord or anybody who's seeking to recover possession in physical terms of their property to follow. So they proceed through issuing the notices of termination that have been well documented and discussed in the last few weeks. And then in a situation where a tenant is resisting complying with the notice of termination, there are established legal proceedings that can be taken by a landlord to recover possession of the property. So those would be the kinds of steps that would be taken in that situation. But as I said, if a landlord's accepting the rent, a landlord is then in the territory where the courts might identify the occupation as permissive and as inferring a new form of tenancy. Now, that might not be a tenancy for a year or 2 years. It might be a very short-term tenancy, but it would potentially provide a basis for a court to recognise an implied tenancy for a particular period of time.
Can I ask you about extending the eviction ban, as the Sinn Féin motion is proposing to do until January 2024? We've heard from government saying, look, if we extend, it might infringe property rights and there might be a legal challenge from landlords and so on. Now, could they legally have renewed the moratorium bill and extend it?
Sure. The question that this centres on is really whether any extension of an eviction ban would be deemed to be proportionate by the courts in the event of a legal challenge. And that really hinges on two questions: whether there's a good reason for the extension and whether the extension is seen to impose a fair burden on the adversely affected landlords. In respect of the first of those questions, I think the housing crisis is so serious at present that it would be a strong case from the perspective of the government that could be put in the event of a legal challenge to support the justification for an extension from a legal perspective. And as to the second, the question of impact would probably turn on questions like a time limit, whether any appropriate exceptions had been carved out. So there had been discussion, for instance, of whether recovery of your principal private residence should be an exception to an eviction ban. So the courts would look at those kinds of factors in deciding whether they felt it was proportionate. Shortly put, I think, an extension up to January in current circumstances, along the lines of the October eviction ban, which, remember, was only a ban on no-fault eviction. So mm-hmm. It did allow for eviction in circumstances of non-payment of rent or of antisocial behaviour, for example. I would take the view that given the approach the courts have taken to these issues in the past, a ban that was time limited up to a 6 month or even through to January period would in the current environment be likely to withstand a legal challenge.
So it would be legal up to, let's say, the period that we're talking about, January 24. You're speaking with crystal clarity, I must say, for a lawyer, Rachel. You're doing very well here. Can I ask you about the additional protections being proposed by government? The right of first refusal, and this is a protection that they mentioned when lifting the eviction ban. Now, there have been claims that the right of first refusal to the tenant to buy, that might not be constitutional at all. What is your view?
It's an interesting one. It's not something that's really been tested at all in Irish law previously. So the Constitution specifically protects an owner's right to, the word used in the Constitution is alienate their property. And that's just another way of saying transfer their property. That could be transfer it as a gift or indeed transfer it through sale. So the Constitution does explicitly recognise that owners have a right to sell their property, but that right has, in the same way that all other property rights in the Constitution have been recognised as open to limitation by the state. So there is scope for the state to impose restrictions on when, to whom, and in what circumstances individuals can sell their properties. And there are examples already there in place in Irish law. So, for example, there are restrictions on who people can leave their property to when they die, if they have a family, for example. So there is certainly a constitutional question raised by these issues. But again, the constitutional framework sets up protection for property rights, but also creates a clear power for the state to limit those rights. So this isn't an outright restriction on sale, it's a limited one.
And in summary, do you think that would be constitutional to give the landlord, say, you could sell this property, but you have to give the first right of refusal to the tenant? Would that be constitutional?
I think there would need to be a framework set out to ensure that landlords were getting a fair price. So independent valuation has been discussed, but subject to those kinds of protections, I think it would be a permissible measure for the government to consider.
Well, very interesting indeed. Associate Professor at the School of Law at TCD, Rachel Walsh, thank you very much.